Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Monday. Hope you all had a nice weekend.
Yes. Did you?
Yes. Running again. Hopefully in 3 weeks' time we can stop talking about
running. 4 weeks for me, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes, in 4 weeks' time we can both just put running behind us.
Yes, yes.
Put it behind us and come up with maybe a new challenge. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To be fair, I'm quite looking forward to going back to the gym. But I think I will keep on doing a few wee runs because it's good for the head, and especially now coming into the weather where it's nice, because we've been having to go out and do all our bloody runs like in the cold and stuff. It'd be quite nice to run
in the spring,
just a wee 3 miles.
Yes, just whatever we want to do.
Whatever. Well, I never want to do more than 3 miles.
That's what I mean. It's kind of nice when you just go out to kind of maybe I'll go for a wee run here and see what I want. Well, Greg's entered us into that cycle thing around the lock, so I have to cycle, I guess. I don't know, in August maybe, it's like a 100-mile cycle. So I'll need to cycle maybe. I'll need to cycle a bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
But that is quite good to have that.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, I do quite like a challenge. I do quite like a thing to work towards. Yeah. I think whenever we both did CrossFit, even though there wasn't a challenge as such, each day was a challenge.
Yeah.
So you just knew you had to get through the workout.
Yeah, the workout
you always knew that you would be pushing yourself so hard each time that you went. So it's great.
Yeah.
Like that, because you didn't, because you know the times you can go into the gym and...
Oh, you just mosey. Well, that's why I love doing the classes. That's why I miss that, because the running is amazing too, but it's very different. Like, I love when I was taking the classes.
Well, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
There is.
You know, and you've worked through a process, haven't you?
Bust yourself, you know, for those.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
40 minutes, you just really feel good after it.
But to be fair, and this is probably quite good for us, even just to throw it in here for the midlife
mojo
and the midlife ladies out there, strength training is optimum.
Yeah,
you know, it really is, as regards the muscles and everything like that, because regardless of what you do, your muscles do begin to change as you get older.
You know, from the age of sort of 27, actually, it's quite a young age.
I think people think, oh, I'm not going to go to the gym, I don't want to get big.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
No,
trust me, it takes years and years and years of
work
to get any.
Well, even now, women only have so much testosterone and stuff anyway, so it is definitely just all.
I think it's good to just go and try to lift a few wee weights, just a few wee things. But anyway, that's all.
Yeah, that's another thing. We'll definitely do one on exercise. I think it's very beneficial, isn't it?
I do as well.
And again, it's just our opinion, so there's always something for you all, but the benefits and stuff with stuff would be
well, I do think strength training is, I just know from experience that it definitely has
when
made
you feel
me
stronger,
feel better,
protects your joints.
Yeah.
I think strength training and mobility or flexibility
is
that's
very
good.
I need to work on that. I'm very poor
not.
Oh no, what, Kerry,
but you just don't do it, so that's
I mean, it's
so
completely my own fault
because you don't do it. But
following
it,
on from what we talked on Thursday's one, I completely half-assed anything to do with stretching and mobility.
You're owning it,
my own fault.
You're
So before we get started today, we just wanted to let you know that we've actually changed the date, sorry about that, for our Badass Blueprint to Redesigning Midlife course. Instead of starting on the 17th of April, we're actually going to start on the 3rd of May. We're sort of aware that this month coming is Easter, some people might be away, we know kids are off school, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we thought we would leave it until May, but the premise of it all remains the same, that this is going to be a 6-week online course for the woman who want to take action, for the woman who are sort of at the point in their lives where they just want more. They know they want to feel more. They know that they want to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
will be the second time out for this course. And we know the first time round that the ladies did feel loads of the benefits from it.
More in control.
More in control.
Their own destiny.
They actually began to feel enough, which was major,
Which you is know. All you ever kind of want to feel, isn't it? You know, and when you feel enough, anything is possible.
Well, it's very true. And you know, the values that we have that underpin everything that we do is acceptance, freedom, and power. And the ladies that took that course, for sure, were beginning to accept themselves more. They felt freer to be themselves, to express themselves, and to do the things that they wanted to do. And as a result of that, they felt more powerful in the pursuit of being able to do those things.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, we will keep you informed. And as always, if you're in any way interested, just drop us a wee message at the Midlife Mojo Coaches on Instagram, and we will get back to you ASAP. lucky.
And we kind of want to make this podcast as beneficial for you, so you're getting the most out of it as well. So yeah, that is why we're going to start kind of from the start and then lead us into like a few weeks on the how, like the how to do things. Because so many people are great at giving advice and do this and do that.
What you should do.
Yeah, when really the whole onus, we believe anyway, is that it's just people voicing their opinions what worked for them, which is great. And I have been there, and I definitely have done that in the past. And for me to kind of do full circle and actually realise that me telling people what to do and how to be doesn't make them happy just because I am.
Yeah.
You know, so we want the onus to be on you, and we want to show you how you can start feeling how you want to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah,
so that's what we're going to.
Otherwise, you're really just driving someone else's car.
Yeah.
You know, and at some point you will get bored with that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get into your own car.
Well, I don't. Well, I do. Okay, I love my car. It just doesn't have heat, but it's lovely. Dog hair. Well, thanks, Nala.
We're coming into spring now.
It's fine.
So really, you know, as always, yeah, it's all about you being in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. And as Kerry said, sometimes it's good to just start at the beginning. And this podcast, we are talking about how much do you want it? But the question that needs to come before that is, what is it?
Yeah.
And I think this
what? I was just singing in my head. Song start at the very beginning.
Very good. Don't rain me. The Von Trapps. That's like us. We're like the Von Trapps, except with no kids.
We
do have kids, but there's no kids around.
Like
us.
A stay at home in the Von Trapps with no kids. Me and her just sitting singing to the sound of music.
This is what we do all week. We just sing and
like life is
spread
so
joy
good
throughout the world. Like, I was going to call her Maria Von Trapp. Was that her name?
Marie, was it?
Anyway, this is, we've lost around of ourselves. You can ask how much do you want it, you need to find out what the it is. And as Kerry said, it's not about what the thing is for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is actually I've had lots of it.
Well, what was your it that kind of made you think, you know, what was your it that you were moving towards?
Well, at what stage?
Well, when you started this journey, when you were kind of thinking, this is not really, or
I was a bit bored.
Nala, down.
I was a bit.
Nala, sorry, the dog.
Sorry, come on, Nala, look. I think for me, it was at that point that, you know, the kids had gone and stuff, or I knew that they were about to go, and it wasn't that I was bored.
Uh-huh.
I was just a bit, what's the word? Dissatisfied.
Okay.
You know, going right, come on, Alison, you know, you're not going to sit here for the next 50 years.
Okay.
If so God spares me till I'm 100.
So what was it? What was the it then that you kind of
I began to do the courses and things and learn more. Like, I've always had an interest in nutrition and stuff like that there, and I did the nutrition course first. I think that was one of the first ones that I had done. And I just knew that there was so many people out there that wanted to feel more.
Okay.
And I really, really, really did want to help.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my it.
So
I wanted to use whatever I had learned. That makes it sound like I have all the answers, and I don't.
Uh-huh.
But I knew what had worked for me to get me from a place of feeling, well, this is like a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
To feeling 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And I think I just wanted to empower people to realise that actually, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You can make the changes. You can do this. There was actually a lady, I don't even think I told you this, I put up a post, oh God, it might have been about a month ago.
Right.
And it was about, I don't even know if it was a post or it was an Insta story, and it was about, the premise of it was, you can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady replied, and it wasn't the girl, it wasn't anybody that I knew, and she was very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
She just said that she didn't really like the message because she didn't think it was a good idea to tell people that they can do whatever they want, because especially kids and things, because you are setting people up to feel.
No.
And no, it wasn't said in a derogatory way. She said, you know, I think you need to get real and understand that sometimes things happen in life. And it took me aback, and I was reading it and going, right, okay.
Did it make you question?
No, it didn't. It just made me think, well,
there's people out there.
That's her opinion, and she just hasn't seen So I responded and I said, thanks very much for your response, etc. And I said, well, I was for sure what one of those parents that told their kids that they could do anything yeah. that they wanted to do, because I actually do believe that if you put your mind to anything, yeah. there's a way, because anything that anybody out there wants to do, the way has already been paved. Mm-hmm. It has been done. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people out there who are trillionaires. Mm-hmm. It's been done. Yeah. I don't want to be one. But there is a way.
Well, you know, people, you couldn't fly. That was impossible. But now you can fly.
So,
you couldn't run a mile in whatever 4 minutes. Then now everyone's doing it. I mean, we're not. That is true. But it's just funny and it's closed. And obviously maybe she's had a really bad, hurtful heart, you know, thing. And we're kind of lucky as in, maybe that hasn't happened to us. And I know a lot of family of mine, I just don't know where they get the strength and they continue every day for their kids. And I know that they are probably telling their kids that anything is possible. And that's them coming from a place of hurt and pain and sorrow every single day from what they've been through.
If you don't have kind of hope, then it's going to be very hard to move on.
Well, what do you have?
Yeah.
You're just living every day waiting to die, aren't you, kind of?
There is the argument...
Sounds like my dad.
There is the argument that lots of people stay exactly as they are because we do know that there's fear and you're afraid to change, and change can be hard. But there's also people that nearly want to use, that's not going to be possible as an excuse to not even try.
Yeah.
And that's not us being harsh, because we've come across a few of them. Uh-huh. You can't walk both sides of the fence.
No.
If you're okay as you are, that's fine. Yeah. If you're not okay as you are, but you don't do anything to change it, but you moan and you complain and you blame everyone else apart from yourself, nobody wants to hear it.
No.
Nobody wants to hear it, because people can spot that a mile off.
Well, I think people actually, in a way, people do like hearing that other people are in misery like them. Mm-hmm. You know, people actually do.
It's become a way of our society, hasn't it?
People, humans want to belong. So if everyone is going around, even Greg was yesterday, he was like, I can't not get into a conversation if someone says everything's crap and all this kind of stuff, because he's not the most sociable creator, and he said it himself.
Yeah.
So he just kind of gets sucked into it.
Yeah.
So I said,
well, it's very easy to do
that. I said it's a big thing that I've had to overcome, is kind of trying to maybe not get sucked into so much, because it does make you feel belong. It does make you feel like you've got something in common.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of path we're going through. So, and then like I said to you before, we've kind of taken on that narrative. It's okay not to be okay. Of course it is. But we're...
It's not okay to stay like that.
It's okay to
not be okay.
And it's also okay to be okay.
Yes,
you know? And I think there's just
people are scared to actually go, I'm great.
Yeah.
I feel good today. Yeah,
I think they're afraid to stand out. Yeah. I think they're afraid to look like people look at them and judge them.
That's because they don't want people to go, oh, listen to your woman.
Uh-huh.
Listen to your woman. She reckons
she's... Fear of judgment. Yeah.
You know, and it's actually quite sad that we don't... I mean, I do now make a point of just...
Saying you're amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I am having a particularly bad day...
You'll rant to Chris or me or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know who you can rant to.
Yes.
You know, but in the whole scheme of things, even this morning, for example, with the kids, I was near having a canary because things were not happening smoothly. And see, if it had been even a month ago or 2 months
you
ago,
would have reacted, I would have been totally
definitely reacted and stressing and shouting a bit. Whereas this morning I was like, isn't that good, girls? I actually didn't blow my lid at all there. I have actually been really practicing what I preach, you know, and it's funny because that takes practice.
It's a work in progress, though.
It takes a lot of work in progress.
But I think what we were saying there was, you know, working out what it is.
Yeah.
And if for you go, yeah, I'd really love to do this, or I'd really love to feel like this,
mm-hmm.
then you need to make that decision, you need to make that choice, and you need to take the action.
And so, if you're just saying it because you think that's what, you know, everyone else is doing or whatever,
it's very hard to go in. It's very hard to go in and find the truth.
Yeah. Like, be aware, you know, if you do feel like a good way to do it actually is when you were a kid, what did you expect your life to be like? If you expected your life to be, you know, with the kids of the house and the partner or the dog or whatever, and that was your life, and you've got it, then what are you actually? What else
do you need?
For? You know, are you not okay with that? if your life is very different now to what it was, then that's okay. Then you just change the story you have buried internally. Yes. You know, to change it to what it is now, to what you can make it be. Not dwelling on what it could have been or should have been.
We
or,
always think you know? Happiness is coming. Mm-hmm. We always think it's coming.
Or on the other side of the...
Whenever you get mm-hmm. that. Whenever the kids leave. Whenever you get that job. Whenever your husband earns enough or you earn enough that allows you to buy the house in Spain. Whenever you're... You know, yeah. it's always... And the truth of the matter is, and you know, this comes from people that I know, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not where it lies. Happiness it really, is an illusion, like we began this whole thing a year ago, mm-hmm. you know, talking about the inside out approach, and lots of people even probably are going, what are they even talking about? Yeah. The inside out approach. But I think most people know how they feel internally.
Yeah.
You know, when you open your eyes in the morning, if you're like, oh, or you're going, miserable. Right, okay, you know, but that's all how you feel. Mm-hmm. That's internal.
Yeah.
And everything, in my opinion, everything internal dictates what happens externally.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
How you see the world.
Yes, yeah. yeah. You know, and the body and the way it processes information, the way it processes food, the way it processes everything that you put into it. Mm-hmm. And by putting in, I mean
yeah.
your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, all that, it processes everything and sends the messages out
yeah.
and therefore you then act accordingly.
Yeah.
And once you go, right, okay, this is actually about me, as mm-hmm. you've just said, it's not about how anybody else expects you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
How would you love to feel? So one of the first things to find out what is it,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we do with our clients in a way, this is us kind of hopefully letting you see the how can you start to work out who you are
yeah.
and who you would love to be. How are you going to get the midlife
mojo back.
Cranked back yeah. up so that you're going, right, this is the second half of my feckin'
yeah.
life. I do not want to be skulking about no. here.
Living and it just in, goes in a blink of an eye. And you know,
living in the land of ifs and shoulds
yeah.
and all that, buts you know, no, yeah, no. This is time to not half-ass it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
make it happen.
The second half is it.
Yeah.
The second half is where it is at.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the shit that is kind of caused you a lot of grief, i.e. the kids in schools and school runs, that's beginning to go.
Yeah.
For me, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a lot more time in my hands now than ever before. And I look back and think, my God, that was chaos.
Yeah.
That was chaos. Yeah.
And I think that's why it goes so fast as well. And I've actually bumped into, like, a lot of people, and it is kind of just that, you kind of, it's like a blur, isn't it? That's why they yes. even say your 30s are the fastest decade, don't they?
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why the busyness of it all just goes fast.
Everything changes for you as well, because you are responsible for more things
yeah.
and people yeah. and houses and bills and all yeah. that, and it yeah. becomes just very, very, very repressive.
Yeah.
But anyway, what is it? And one of the first ways, and this is what we do with our clients, is really take time and don't just say the first thing that comes into your head. Just really think, what are three words that you would use to describe yourself right now? And take some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, think, and, you know, if those words are bad words, yeah. that you know, be as honest as you can, because that's going to give you, like, a benchmark
yeah.
of where you are at.
Yeah.
And then after you've gone through that, then, again, be really honest and say, what are three words I would love to use to describe myself? If I was to meet you in the street and say, give me three words that you would describe yourself now, what would you love those three words to be, mm-hmm. right? Once you have that, once you get clear on those, get clarity in your head of going, right, at the minute I feel like this,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to feel like this, how big is the gap? Yeah. How big is the gap between the do and between the do?
So, for example, like, you're just feeling so drained of energy and you want to feel flipping full of it. So that's two yes, extremes, you know, and I can so imagine that would be an answer that's quite yes. high up there.
So how can you bridge the gap
mm-hmm.
between the drained
mm-hmm.
and the high energy?
Yeah.
What can you do? And again, this is up to you to yeah. work out.
Yeah.
What can you do? Yeah. We can offer ideas,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know if those ideas are going to work for you. We don't yeah. know if they're going to
work in everyone's life is completely different, isn't it?
And I think it's, if you get clarity on how you want to feel, on what is actually going, you'd be going, yeah, each
yeah.
day, this is, if I feel like this each day, I'm on top of things.
Yeah.
I'm winning, you know.
And I mean, one of the things, even for an example, was one of the changes that I wanted to kind of make was just to not be as flippin' reactive and stressed, mm-hmm. you know, all the time. Like, I was a yeah. shouter. I was definitely a shouter. And And it doesn't just happen overnight, but I definitely realise, like, the more time that you obviously spend, even in quiet time or whatever, and that, to me, allowed me to feel when my blood was boiling to crack and then do something else. And the more you kind of do that, the easier it becomes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like anything. You go to the gym, you do it forever. You know, well, or you go, you walk and you do it forever. You do whatever you do, you kind of do it forever. If it's ingrained in you, if it's a habit, if it's a part of your life, it's part of who you are.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes with this, doesn't it? If you want to go from feeling exhausted to feeling energized, could you maybe not watch TV? I always tell Greg, you know, it's like, that's my hour at night time to chill out.
Yeah.
I'm like, but maybe you need to lie down and just relax yourself and chill out. You know, maybe yeah. TV at that time, falling asleep, isn't good for you. But again, that's just my opinion and pushing it on him, and he's having none of it. But
yeah, well, that's the important thing.
And he has
thing.
To make his own decision.
It's finding out if you want to go from here to here,
yeah.
from drained to and energized. What needs to change? Mm-hmm. What steps do you need to put in place? Again, not huge things, not anything. But, you know, instead of immediately going, oh no, I couldn't get up earlier, or oh no, I couldn't go to bed earlier, or oh no, mm-hmm. oh no, I couldn't. Work out what you can do.
Yeah.
Take radical responsibility for the actions that you need to take in order to feel how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't want to do that, you need to stop complaining about it. You need to stop saying that life should be better.
Yeah.
Because
it's funny, isn't it? Because even that, when I look back, even at who I was or whatever else, and I do think I'm a kind of an addictive personality. I think I've been, like I've said, I've been, you know, addicted to most things. But I can see now that I actually was addicted to the stress and the negativity and the talking about how tired I was and the talking about how much I was doing and the talking about how busy my life was and the talking
addicted
about...
Addicted to it how? What
because
what you
do become addicted. It has been
shown...
Oh, you
mean that's what you like to talk about? That kind of became you?
Well, no, you only... Well, if you had maybe a bit of a, you know, a noisy childhood or a bit... You know, you get used to that. That's your safety. So when things are kind of safe and smooth and happy, that's unnormal. You know what I mean? Now, it was happy and all that kind of stuff, but when it's a bit chaotic, then you carry that into your life with you, you know, as well.
See, I never remember you, even whenever I knew you back then, when obviously you were in the midst of a whole load of stuff. Like, you were always very happy and upbeat. You didn't come across as a moaner or a person who thrived off of that type of environment.
I definitely
do you think
don't.
It was more internal?
Well,
do you,
maybe internal, but...
Or to the people that were really close to you at that time?
Or else maybe just the people who were around me and they were talking about it. And what I mean is I maybe just got sucked into it. I didn't have the strength within me.
You fed off it almost.
I did, yeah.
I think that could be true for most people. I mean, I definitely fit, I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
I have, like, spent a long time in that, you know, oh God, yeah, it's crap. Look at the weather, crap.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
kids are wild, aren't they? Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's, dare I say it, normal. I
well,
think
it
that's
is.
Become the norm for most people. But the thing is, you never really leave those things feeling uplifted and feeling, God, that was great.
No.
You know, you've maybe had a good chat.
Yeah.
Usually at the expense of another person.
That's it, yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
And there's a time and a place and a wee bit of, you know, a gossip here and there is okay. Like, who doesn't want to know what Kim... What's her name's up to? Kim...
Big Mom? I don't know. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you know.
yeah.
But I think there comes a time if you are disillusioned with life, if you are... You know, if you have that feeling in your tummy that is just there and it's been there for a while and it's pulling at you thinking, oh, I'd love to, or I want to, or I should, or... I'd love to feel like
I don't bloody want to feel like this.
Yeah.
You know,
and if that's there, gnawing away.
Yeah.
You know, that's
a
nudge.
Sign.
It's a nudge.
It's a gut instinct.
It's a nudge that's saying, right, come on now.
You have
Why
it.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Why aren't you
doing something?
This? You know, and I think, you know, we'll not do this today because what you touched on this before about what's important and again this is a word that's thrown around a lot is all about the values are your values because then you can take the actions and the behaviors that align with whatever's important to you but it maybe think that might be worth
it's an a big
episode,
one isn't it
because I think people are going what's a value
yeah
you know again it's a word that's thrown about and for years I was going what are people talking about what do you mean if a value you know and at the end of the day, it's what's important to you. It's what you hold in very high regardless of what you hold close to your heart and your head as being important to you.
Yeah. And we will break up things. We want to make it as easy as well for you to follow. So it's kind of even, you know, those three words, where you are now and seeing where you want to be. And even taking a minute just to sit down by yourself and feel how you would feel if you were energized. What would your day look like?
Close your eyes.
Like, feel it, because it's that emotion that drives you when you're feeling those shit days, when you think, you know what, this is not helping me staying here, I'm just gonna go out and go for a walk, or I'm gonna do whatever. It's the emotion that's gonna drive you to get to that feeling. You know, if the actions you're taking now every day are making you feel like shit and have no energy, something has got to change.
Yeah.
When you start changing it, you will already start feeling like you're moving towards that goal, and you will start feeling already better, even though you haven't reached the, you know, won't you?
Yeah, no, I think that's 100%. And I mean, I think we could bang the drum forever, and the words are, it's up to you, you know, and there is things that go on in people's lives, and you know, there is, I mean, God, all you need to do, you know, everybody has a thing, you know, that could stop them. Everybody has a, you know, small children, ill parents.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever happens to be. I know, I have to remind
myself of that daily, because even some of the, you know, like they always say, you're never, even, like I was saying to you the other day, the girl, and I don't know where I heard it, but she said, even all superheroes have like a weakness or whatever, don't they? And that's why people relate to them, because they have something going on in their life and they have overcome that and they've become this superhero. Yeah. And most big speakers or inspirational speakers or people who are inspirations to all of us
have been through a breaking point.
And that's why we look up to them, because they have overcome the worst case scenario and they have made it out the other side. Yeah. And that is the people you kind of want to be looking at, thinking, if they can do that, or how did they do that, or what did they do, or how are they thinking every day, or what are they doing
again
every day?
Those people are proving it's possible.
Yeah.
Those people are proving it's possible. And we are not talking about the...
Oh, God, no. Like,
celebrities
and
the people like that. We're talking about, you know, the people that are actually changing people's lives by speaking their truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the people that are paving the way. You know, I think people like... I don't even know what that's...
We just got a message.
Sorry, I'm just getting messages coming through from my daughter.
Like Mel Robbins, or who?
I think she's the same age as me, maybe a year older.
Okay.
And she only got onto this platform, you know, whenever she was 48.
Uh-huh.
Like, she, I mean, if you hear her story, her and her husband were close to breaking up. Bankruptcy.
Like,
I think she used to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, so she's been down that path, and now look, I mean, she's changing lives everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think the same can probably be said for Tony Robbins, people like that.
Those
people that have a voice, that have proved, they're paving the way. They're they're letting you see. And I think it probably for us and for most people, it takes bravery. It takes you to be bold. It takes you to make that thing
decision
and go, right, what is it?
Yeah.
What is it that I want? And again, like we've said before, this it doesn't have to stay the same.
No.
This it can be a thing that you begin to feel, and then you change your it.
Yeah.
You can go, right, change, okay, I'm beginning to feel a bit more like myself. I'm beginning to feel a bit more energy. Right, what can I do with the energy?
Yeah.
What can I do then
to make myself even better?
Yeah. You know, so it's everything... Everything changes, everything grows. Life is not a linear process,
and
I think we all kind of think it should be just in a straight line.
Yeah, well, we just get stuck in
as
that.
As long as every day
linear,
is the same
as
every day.
A kind of that mundane same shit every day, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, that's the, again, the narrative we're kind of told, and we're kind of, you know, and we kind of get bought into, don't we, a bit? But it doesn't have to be that way.
It's easier. It's easier to just do the same shit every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because then you don't really need to make much effort.
Yeah.
But it comes back to, but if this is not what you want, if there's more, if you have more to give, or you have more to receive, or you have more areas to grow, or you just want to feel bloody good.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to, you know, be going, right, okay, I have sat in my ass for the last 10 years thinking about the fact that once the kids leave, I would really love
to do
this, and I would love to feel like I could, and I would love to have, right, and you look back and you go, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Right, do you want to, in 10 years time, also go, oh my God, this is 20 years from the time I first began to think, and I'm sitting in exactly the same bloody spot.
Yeah.
If you're okay with that, dead on,
then that's great. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but you see, if you aren't, I mean, I think we bleed on about this all the time. 1% improvement every day is 365% improvement in a year. Yeah. That's fucking huge.
Yeah, there's a lot when you look at it that way. Yeah.
And it's not big things. It could just be in the fact that every day you choose to smile at strangers.
Yeah.
It could be every day you just pick to try to do one good thing for a person. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just picking someone's keys off the ground.
Or picking their nose.
I definitely never pick anybody's nose for them.
But yeah,
you know, it can be those three things, because the energy that you give out is the energy that you
receive.
And I truly
I do as well.
I really get that. Lots of people don't.
Yeah.
There's lots of people think that's a load of torsh.
Well, it's funny.
Just try it.
Because every day we watch this wee thing, but I watch this thing with the kids every morning. It's called Darman. It's literally like, you know, like a cheap. People put, I've told you about it before, you know, like really short like videos and stuff, but it's all those life messages, like what the energy you put out in the world is what you get back, and you know, never judge a book by its cover, and all these different hidden messages behind the stories. And it's all so true, and it's also, you know, I really do believe it, and I do get it myself, and I do get it from even how one of my big whys, and I know it isn't for me necessarily, well it is for me because I think I feel better doing it, but it's to show the kids that you can change as a person.
Yeah.
You know, and I can remember Casey sending me one time a couple of years ago, you've really changed.
And she was only 8 then. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she said that to me and she noticed it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a big thing to me because I was like, I'm changing me. I didn't even know that was possible. I thought I was me. You know what I mean? Yeah. You kind of don't. And I can see even her, like, it's funny how she definitely holds her little self-worth on achievement. So I've kind of had to say to her, like, Casey,
a sensitive kid, isn't she?
You know, Casey, if this was me and I just got all them wrong, would you look at me like I was a bad person? And she's like, no. And I was like, why do you look at yourself like that? You know, when you get 2 wrong out of 20 or whatever, you know, it's just, but I can't say, because that's the way I, you know, the way I was. But then again, you know, and she's clued in and she's, you know, so
you
she won't
can
be
only
like
just
me
continue
to
encourage
to
her.
Myself.
Yeah, and let
and
her
the show and lead by
monkey
example.
See, monkey do.
Exactly.
But also.
And that's why I do want to.
She will continue to grow, because if she's doing all these wee steps now, once she gets on to big school, then she will feel more empowered to speak up and to be herself and all those things. And I don't think that's, I mean, I think that's a great reason to try and improve yourself. You know, I think that's got huge.
And every time I try and you get push Greg in that direction or whatever, I just keep saying to myself, you can't make anybody else change.
Well, that's the thing,
you have to do it yourself, and then they will learn from you, because they will want to, you know,
I think that's another thing that we tend to do, isn't it? You know, we try to push our opinions onto everyone else
does.
And I've done that loads of times, but it's not fair.
No,
it's not fair, because then you're actually being quite one is actually being quite
self-righteous and
narcissistic, almost, that actually there's no other good opinion out there other than the one that you hold.
Yeah.
And I think we come across people like that all the time. It's kind of there in the diet world, the fitness world, everything. You know, if you don't do keto, or if you don't do this, or if you don't do that, my God, you are just putting yourself into an early grave when you think enough.
Well, I've
and
said
it's all that,
before, that
noise, you know,
and
it's
that
not
was
fair.
Me, and that's definitely something I've overcome. And again, when you look in the psychology and stuff, there's reasons behind why you kind of act like that.
It's a fear of your own, almost.
No, it is definitely looking in on something that I've had changed, because again, there is quite a lot of noise out there. And even me as a PT, you know, it's funny, because I was pushing on my opinions, like I was vegetarian, just eat the way I eat and you'd be like this, but actually, oh my goodness, when I look back, I feel so bad about that. And actually, all the PTs that work together, not one of us ate the same.
Yeah.
And not one of us were given diet plans the same. That's the whole thing about nutrition, because our bodies are so completely uniquely different.
Yeah.
Stress, microbiome, so many different
hormones.
Things. Hormones. What
works well for you is never going to work for me.
It's never going to work. And you never, you know, and that's the thing about the world, isn't it?
If we could get one thing through to woman, and I would love it more than anything, and if this was then passed down to kids, was that forget about how you look.
Yeah.
You know, forget that being the measure of how important you are, how worthy you are, how much you are deserving of love, how much you are enough by how you look. Because, I mean, it's utter bullshit, and it's been about for so long.
Yeah.
So long, and it is so pushed by the press and pushed by Instagram
social media.
And pushed by Facebook.
And I mean,
and
you see some of the girls now, God love them, like, and those big eyelashes and those lips, and they don't even look. But it's funny, because we, as a mum, like, you know, I'm like, you're beautiful, and I can see them beautiful. But yet I can see them starting to kind of want to be
changing. Yes, of course they are.
But then I can't be, you're beautiful, but I'm going to go out here and get like all this work done to me. But you know, you're so beautiful the way you are, but monkey see, monkey do, like you said, you know, and it's that kind of...
Well, it's even the ladies that come to us that are the age that I am or the age that you are or
and
anywhere in between. And it's the number one thing people want to change. It's the number one thing, and it's very, very, it's very, very hard. And it took me years, and it took you years to see that once you become more content and happier on the inside, then it does take care of itself.
It does.
It goes down the level of importance.
It does.
Even because of that, you kind of change the way you eat. You change the way you move.
Yeah.
You change all those things because actually you feel better and you feel you're
in love with your body, so you're making decisions.
The thing is, there's people that are going in love with my body, Kerry. Yeah. There's not a chance I ever feel that.
Well, I mean,
and you are the same, and I'm the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say, if I'm being honest, that I'm in love with my body, but I'm very accepting of it.
Yeah.
Very accepting of it, and especially now with us doing these runs, I'm going like, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, the body is able to maneuver its way around these streets for 18 miles and I'm complaining.
I mean, it's funny because even we were just talking about before that, and we'll do a whole episode next, it could get, you know, deep into that.
We've gone off track.
As a PT, people used to come to me all the time, just want to be the same weight as what they were when they got married. That was the biggest thing ever that everyone used to say to me. But we were just talking about this there now before that. And when I was a PT, my whole self-worth from I was as long back as I can remember was wrapped up in how I look. So when I was skinny, I felt good. So when I then was bigger and I looked back, I always wanted to be skinny because I thought I felt better. But actually, it was because I only felt worthy when I was that skinny. Okay?
Anything about how you felt. It was about how you perceived
myself.
The way you looked
was
being perceived by
others,
and then that made you go, right, well, I'm a good person.
I'm being accepted by society because I am skinny. And then because my whole self-worth was wrapped up in that, then I would have looked at other people and valued skinniness. Whereas now, coming out the other end, thank God I had no choice, you know, but I do thank God that I went through what I did, because I would still be on that path. I would still be doing that.
Yes.
I tried to continue with that clean eating, and every time my body was pushing me back and making me binge eat and making me purge and making me do all these things, and I couldn't stop it. So I either could just continue to keep in that cycle, or else I could break free and just let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had to do. And I had to eat all the foods that you would never have expected me to ever eat to get better. So those foods, I befriended them. And in doing so, I put on weight. But in doing so, I found myself. And even now, like after all that, you know, I've come out the other end and realizing, what, I'm like half a stone, maybe more. You know, I'm not ripped to shreds. But oh my goodness, I feel like this is me. So when I look at people, I realise, hats off to them, but I'm not jealous. There's nothing else there.
Yes, whenever you see people who are obviously training very hard in the gym and look a
certain
way. Yeah,
I respect and I admire, because I know how much hard work and effort and all is. But I don't look at skinny people now and think anything of it, because that's not a value I hold for myself.
Yeah.
That's not wrapped up in my own self-worth.
Yeah, but look how long it took you to get
there. Yeah,
you went through a lot. And I do believe that there's so many, well, it's not even I believe, we know because of the people we talk to, that it's still, I would say, the number one thing that people cling on to as being the measure of how good they are.
And we know that we can change that.
Yeah,
so when we change it from the inside out, you will look the way you're meant to look. You will look as healthy as you're meant to look when you actually change it from the inside out. And if anyone had an answer, do you know now, this is another podcast for another thing, they're bringing on the NHS slimming jabs out. So you're allowed to get slimming injections now. Yeah, honestly, like next year, whatever it is, I don't even know. But these are the lengths that, you know.
I'd love to know the reasoning behind that. Like, you know,
obesity rates are, you know, whatever else and whatever else. And, you know, it's heartbreaking, because addictions, I completely know, they're the hardest things to break. And even my addiction with stress, or my addiction with, you know, food, or, you know, having different issues. And it is hard, and, you know, but that food is something you have to continue to eat. So it's hard to get that relationship right, isn't it?
That is a whole other episode. Like, it is. I mean, talking about flipping the NHS, giving out skinny jobs to people.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, but
But the thing is, people will now bend over backwards and lie through their teeth in order to get the skinny job.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's more important to be skinny
Easier than having to work on yourself and to go in and to find out who it is that you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got very serious.
I know, I was hardly anything of that was.
Only got to point number 3 on the list. And I had 7.
7
So
points.
That's all right, not to worry. But I think that's really important. I think what's important is that, if nothing else, if you take away, not one other thing from the podcast, but this, is work out how you feel now. Three words. And then work out how you want to feel. And then throughout the course of the next few weeks, we'll continue to give you the hows. How are you going to get from A to B?
Yeah.
How are you going to close the gap between the
and
two?
And there will be little tasks every week. So, like, write down, take your time now to write the 3 words and write the 3 words you want to be. Yeah. Maybe,
do get in touch on Instagram. That's probably the easiest way. At the Midlife Mojo Coach is all one word. Just tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
Tell us if the episode helped. Tell us if, you know, and if
you can relate to it.
You said anything at all that you want us to talk about, your research, things that are coming up for you in the midlife that are really, like, knocking you off your feet, because it does happen. It's a shit show. Like,
it is.
So we are here. We're always here to help. And please, please, please rate and review the show, because it helps us to be seen by more people, and it really helps. I do know it's a pain in the backside, even if you don't leave a review.
My sister was like, it was only letting me do 4 stars. And I was like, that's fine, Danielle, I'll just do the 4 stars.
Oh, no, I'm furious.
But she showed me on her phone, it wouldn't let her hit the 5.
Well, we'll be straight on to Spotify.
You
that
should
is
be
a
straight
disgrace.
On to Spotify. I know, so weird.
Well,
it
I
just
mean,
kept knocking
if
around.
If it won't allow you to leave 5, don't bother. I mean, we're only a 5-star podcast, for goodness sake. But anyway, listen, we hope that helped, and we will see you all on Thursday for our coffee chats, when Christ alone knows what we will be talking about. But anyway, have a great week, everybody.
Bye.